every person ever born and that has ever died will stand before Jesus. Marilyn Monroe, Billy Graham, Saddam Hussein, Babe Ruth, Genghis Khan, Malcolm X, General Patton, Hugh Hefner, Mother Teresa, Kurt Cobain, Elvis Presley, every political or religious leader, every farmer that never traveled out of his county, Botswanian people, Cape Verdean people, the Sunnis, Icelandic people, the Gypsies of Romania, Filipino people, every resident of every apartment building, and every person that lives on Country Club Lane. Billions and billions of people will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and their dead, decomposed bodies will in some way come back to life. Their faculty of hearing will be restored by the word of Jesus, and they will come out of their graves. Their bodies will be reassembled, and they will stand before the Almighty King. No one escapes this. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 5, verse 28. An hour is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment. This really is a powerful passage of Scripture. Way back in John chapter 5, verse 17 and in verse 19, Jesus responds to the Jewish religious leaders' accusations by answering them in a unique way that's tucked down into the Greek language. The word for answer is not your common word for said or responded to. So it's not just that Jesus said these things or was responding to these statements by the religious leaders. The word used here is a rare word in the common everyday language of Greek. Its use was reserved for legal use or courtroom use. So get the scene. Even though they're in the temple, Jesus is treating this like a courtroom setting. Accusations of blasphemy have been made against Jesus, and now Jesus is giving his defense. In this scenario, he's the lawyer giving his closing statements, justifying his action of healing a crippled man that started this whole scene way back at the beginning of John chapter 5. And look at what Jesus says in verse 27. He says, "Boys, you've brought me into this courtroom for these proceedings, but what you don't realize is that I'm actually the lawyer and the judge. I don't have to justify myself to you. You need to justify yourself before me because there is coming a day when all will stand before me. Dead, decomposed bodies will in some way come back to life. Their faculty of hearing will be restored by the word of Jesus, and they will come out of their graves. Their bodies will be reassembled, and they will stand before Almighty King. No one escapes this. Are you ready for that day?" If you're a follower of Christ, I want you to pray with me for Pablo Muñez, our missionary in Chile. Also remember the Lingala LifeWord broadcast that's heard in the Democratic Republic of Congo.